Dean, I was watching you on TV yesterday.
I'm sorry.
No, and you were making your shepherd's pie.
Yes.
And I gave you a code word to say.
Oh, I forgot.
What? Listen to this. Are you cooking shepherd's pie?
I am making shepherd's pie.
Can you say a word that I will know is for me? Can you somewhere work savory into it?
I can.
I'm going to put some tomato paste in it as well for a really nice savory kind of flavor. Oh,
yes! You did it!
That's awesome!
I did it by accident because I forgot.
Well, I said to Joe Romano this morning, I said, you know, I thought Dean was going to like look at the camera or something when he said savory.
You and didn't wink.
Even you didn't even
and
know
wink.
You did it. I love you so much.
I really didn't because, you know, when I cook on TV, I have this stupid toaster oven that you know that acts as an oven, but it's a toaster
yeah.
oven. It's basically a Kenner Easy Bake oven. That I'm cooking with, and it wasn't cooking what I had already prepared fast enough. It wasn't getting it ready, so I was a little preoccupied with that. I spilled when I was putting the layer of mashed potatoes on. I dropped a huge hunk of it on the stovetop. And like scooped it, put it back on with my fingers, which was I shouldn't have done.
That's what real people cook like. Come
That's
on.
How real people cook, and it was I go with the 5 second rule on that. It was perfectly fine, but you know what was really like preoccupying me yesterday? The day before, somebody sent an email, and I don't know why I let these things bother me, but somebody sent an email going, "Why do I clang the spoon on the pot, you know, when you stir something?"
Yeah.
And then you kind of clang the...
Yep. We all do it.
Yeah, to get the stuff off of the spoon. Somebody said that it's gauche and that I shouldn't do it. And that's all I could... it was partially I shouldn't do it because somebody complained. And partially I was like, I'm going to do this 10 times more because you complained. So I had a lot of things on my mind yesterday, but I'm glad I said your secret. It's like Pee-wee's Playhouse when you say the secret word.
Right. Well, you're a tried and true professional, and
crazy.
I know every once in a while comments from people really irk me too.
Right?
I mean, most of the time it's like whatever, you know, no validation to that whatsoever. Yeah. But sometimes it just gets in my head.
Yeah, everybody says I should just ignore them, but sometimes you can't.
Well, let's not ignore the Ravinia.
I'm from the South Side.
I'm from Brookfield, which is close enough to Southside.
I don't play that.
Yeah, you don't.
Yeah, Ravinia, scheduled. So summer must be right around the corner.
I know.
If this is happening, but very exciting. They announced the schedule for the 2024 year, which includes, let me see here what we've got, 60 artist debuts, 60 artists who have never appeared at Ravinia before, 100 concerts, rock, pop, R&B, classical, jazz, country, movies, you know, with live orchestras playing the music, which is always super cool, the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, Joffrey Ballet. I can go down a few highlights if you'd like. I guess one of the big ones is James Taylor. He's one of the few artists doing two nights, and that would be June 8th and 9th. The Beach Boys will be there with John Stamos on July 7th. The Indigo Girls and Melissa Etheridge on August 11th. The Roots, Digital Planets, and Arrested Development on August the 24th. Also, I wanted to mention a couple of other big ones. Daryl Hall with Elvis Costello and the Imposters. July the 6th. ZZ Top. I've already started growing my beard for that show.
Me too.
How. down to LaGrange. ZZ Top and Leonard Skinner.
I love Skinner.
29th.
I'm sorry. I really do. Turn it up.
I love Tony Award winner Ben Platt. He's going to be doing his Ravinia debut on June 28th. The Violent Femmes and the Chicago Philharmonic Orchestra.
Wow.
Playing the Violent Femmes' entire debut album on June 21st. Gaelic Storm and the High Kings, August 22nd. Samara Joy on August the 29th. I was talking about those movies where they have orchestras playing. They're going to show the Disney Pixar movie Up.
Oh, you know, I've never seen it.
Oh, it's such a fantastic movie, beautiful movie. And they have the Chicago Symphony Orchestra.
I may have to go see that.
They're going to do the musical score August 17th. For that, Joffrey Ballet, September 13th and 14th. You know, this is one of the first times that we have not had Tony Bennett performing there. I guess he hasn't performed the last couple of years, really, since his Alzheimer's got bad and now has passed away. But Michael Feinstein and the Carnegie Hall Big Band are going to be doing a tribute to Tony Bennett on June 23rd, which is beautiful. So the list is long of everybody who's going to be performing there. So if you are a Ravinia donor, you can start buying tickets on March 19th. If you are general public, that would be me, April 24th is when you can start buying tickets, ravinia.org.
Keeps getting better and better over there. It really does.
Yeah, I love it. I love a good Ravinia concert. I like sitting on the lawn. Some people are like, oh, you got to sit on the lawn. You got to sit on a blanket. I love that. I love bringing food. And, my general rule is I go to Crate and Barrel first and buy one of everything. And then go out to Ravinia, spread it out, and sit on the lawn, enjoy the music. We're lucky to have a great venue like that.
Oh, totally. It's Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt on 720 WGN. Dean Richards is here. A couple of cancer diagnoses out there. I don't like it.
Yeah. Both have good outcomes, and, it's early detection that makes cancer survivable in almost all cases. And one is actress Olivia Munn, who is partnered up with comedian John Mulaney. They have a 2-year-old son. She was on the red carpet of the Academy Awards the other day. And just yesterday, she announced that she has recently underwent a double mastectomy, one of 4 operations that she's had in the past 10 days. And here's why mammograms are so important, and follow-up visits and being proactive is so important. She had a mammogram last year. It was fine. This year, she underwent what's called a breast cancer risk assessment, and they found an aggressive form of cancer in both breasts.
Wow.
And that's why she's had to have a double mastectomy. Sometimes the mammogram doesn't show everything that it needs to show. So she went through the surgery. She is undergoing some treatment. She's doing okay. She said that she is sharing the news publicly because she wants others to be aware. And as we've said so many times in all of our breast cancer specials that we've done over the years, these are the tools that you need to arm yourself, should you have to face this. It's all about early detection. So that's Olivia Munn. Also, Christy Brinkley, supermodel, they found a little skin cancer on her face, and she had a biopsy. Turned out it was cancer. They did a little more surgery. She's all stitched up. She posted pictures of herself all bandaged up, for a supermodel. That's pretty bold.
Yeah.
So they do amazing things with the surgery now, so I'm sure she'll be fine. The skin cancer, they believe they've got it all. And as far as the surgery and scars and all that stuff, they can deal with all that stuff. But getting the cancer out is number one priority there.
And we wish them the best. Ryan Gosling is awesome.
Right. Just a random thought by Wendy Snyder.
You read my thought bubble. How I said it out loud.
He's just Ken. I don't know if you know this. He's just Ken. But he is also going to be hosting Saturday Night Live. on April the 13th, his third time for doing it. They also announced yesterday one of my all-time favorites, Kristen Wiig, is going to be hosting April the 6th. This is her fifth time hosting since she left the show in 2012. And comedian Rami Youssef is going to be hosting on March 30th. So they've got some good stuff all lined up. And I know you got to go, but I just got to say real quick, the actor who played C-3PO.
Anthony Daniels.
Anthony Daniels on Star Wars apparently has been collecting memorabilia. He sold the head of C-3PO at auction. He got $843,000.
I know, because our savings account has dwindled. Jimmy Mack.
Is he the one that bought it? See the one?
Yes.
I always ask myself, you know, you get stuff through the years. Why am I keeping this? Why am I saving this? That's what he said. This C-3PO head is just collecting dust. And so he sold it. $843,000. That's not bad.
I want to know how much an R2-D2 foot would go for.
Right? Any body part.
Right. All right. And you can check out WGNTV.com. And Dean has an interview with the Dune director, and I can't pronounce his name.
Denis Villeneuve.
Beautiful.
All right. I'm savory that way.
You are. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.